Thursday, the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services reported 1,365 new COVID-19 cases with 5 new deaths, bringing the year-to-date totals 118,311 cases and 1,952 deaths. The Arkansas Department of Health reported Thursday that there were 1,086 new COVID-19 cases in the state with 17 new deaths, bringing the year-to-date totals to 75,049 cases, 1,246 deaths. Locally, there have been 93 cases in Carter County, 178 in Douglas County, 679 in Howe County, 119 in Oregon County, 121 in Ozark County, 157 in Ripley County, 93 in Shannon County, 305 in Texas County, 293 in Wright County. In Arkansas, 317 cases in Baxter County, 139 in Fulton County, 1,064 cases in Independence County, 223 cases in Izard County, 410 cases in Lawrence County, 85 cases in Marion County, 409 cases in Randolph County, 214 cases in Sharp County, and 335 cases in Stone County. A judge has ruled that the state of Missouri must sell part of the land it bought in 2016 with the intention of creating a state park along the 11 Point River. Former Democrat Governor Jay Nixon announced in 2016 that the state had purchased nearly 4,200 acres along the river to create a new 11 Point State Park, which never opened. A lawsuit filed in 2017 argued that 625 acres of the land in Oregon County were within a federal easement along the river, which restricted use only for agriculture. The state argued that the public park did not conflict with the regulations for the federal easement, which could be modified in the future. They also argued that the plaintiffs that brought the lawsuit did not have standing to sue. Oregon County Circuit Judge Stephen Prevett, in a ruling issued Tuesday, said the easement clearly meant the land could not be used as a public park. He also ruled that the couple who brought the lawsuit had standing because they were challenging the use of state funds and own land within the easement that was subjected to the same federal regulations. Prevett ordered the Department of Natural Resources to relinquish ownership of the acres within the federal easement. The property was acquired with funds from a cleanup and bankruptcy settlement involving the lead mining company Asarco. Some Republican Missouri House members voted to sell the land, saying money from the settlement should have been used to more directly help people impacted by the mining. The Department of Natural Resources declined to comment on the ruling, and a spokesman for the Missouri Attorney General's office said the office had not decided whether to appeal. Thursday, Governor Mike Parson signed Executive Order 2017 activating the Missouri National Guard as a precautionary measure in response to recent instances of civil unrest across the country. The National Guard, as well as the Missouri State Highway Patrol, stands ready to assist local law enforcement if necessary. Executive Order 2017 declares the state of emergency exists in Missouri due to civil unrest and calls for Adjutant General or his designee to forthwith call and order into active service such portions of the National Guard as he deems necessary to aid executive officials of Missouri to protect life and property. A West Plains man has been sentenced to 8 years in prison for involuntary manslaughter. 28-year-old Robert Eric Matz Jr. entered an Alford plea in the case. Matz was accused of allegedly driving drunk and hitting a UTV in October of 2018. The passenger on the UTV, 49-year-old Candy Gilliam, was killed in the accident. The driver, Ricky Ledbetter, was injured. A Rural Mountain Home man has been arrested on felony drug charges. The Baxter County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of 39-year-old Gerald Philip Morris. Morris is charged with felony possession of meth with the purpose to deliver, felony possession of marijuana with the purpose to deliver, 3 counts of felony possession of drug paraphernalia, a misdemeanor count of possession of drug paraphernalia, 2 felony felony bench warrants for failure to appear, and he was also charged as an habitual offender. His bond was set at $35,000 on the new charges. He's being held without bond for the failure to appear charges. West Plains City Council met earlier this week to discuss several things. Yesterday, we talked to City Administrator Tom Stain about some of the things that they talked about. Today, we continue our visit with Mr. Stain, who tells us about the use of the CARES Act funding.
We did several applications for the CARES Act fund through Howell County. We received funding for CARES Act funding from Howell County for two items. One was reimbursement of PPE, $12,087.95. And then we also applied for what we call mobile data terminals for the police and fire departments. That puts computers in their vehicles where they can do basically a lot of things in their vehicle where they don't have to come back to office, like e-ticketing and all that. And that was request was for $158,000. And we received the award from Howell County for both of those items.
Mr. Stain also talks about the sewage revenue bonds.
We have had basically revenue bonds for the sewage for a while now, and we still owe about $2.5 million. But with the current interest rates, and I apologize, I don't remember the new interest rate, but we refinanced at a much lower interest rate. I believe it was less than 1%, and we saved over $170,000 in doing it.
Tomorrow we'll talk to him about a wildlife study that was done at the West Plains Airport. The deadline to register to vote in Missouri is October 7th, and some advocacy groups are racing to get the word out with 6 weeks left before the November election. Felice Noodleman, executive director of the American Democracy Project, which works on youth voter engagement on college campuses across the country, says that young voters are still less likely to vote than any other age group.
We've been doing voter education for quite a long time so that students understand it's not just the action of registering. It is the action of being part of a democracy, of democratic practice. And voting is one example of democratic practice.
While about half of Americans age 18 to 24 registered to vote in 2016, only 39% cast a ballot. Missourians can register to vote or check their registration status online at sos.mo.gov.